الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك. فإن مع العسر يسرا، إن مع العسر يسرا. فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. இந்த சூரத்தை கரீமா அல்லாஹ் தபாரக்கு தஆலா as we will say fill the whole sea into a cup, சமந்தர் கு கூஜா மே பர் தியா. And the whole Quran, every ayat is such, what ulum and what ma'arif Allah Ta'ala has put into one ayat, and how it relates to every individual of us and our condition. The aspect that we will speak about, one is that this is what is suluk and tasawwuf, the journey towards Allah Ta'ala, where it starts and where it ends. That the starting of suluk is when a person is far from Allah Ta'ala, he's in difficulties, he's in complexities, he's involved in sin and etc., and all doubts he has, all that Allah removes, and Allah brings him to the end, wa ila rabbika farghab, that you have great enjoyment in going towards Allah Ta'ala. All your hardships and difficulties have been removed, and now you enjoy your journey going towards Allah Ta'ala. And this is for every type of person. The Quran is such a kitab that does not refer only to a special person or special group of people, but for all types of people. Yet directly the basis Allah Ta'ala has made the Nabuwat and the honorable position of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in that by way of a great in'am and favor and a great gift which Allah had given to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah says, alam nashrah laka sadrak, and it will not give you sharh sadr, it will not open your heart for you. A person, a simple matter, a business matter, domestic matter, health matter, anything, he's got complexities. Must I take this treatment? Must I go to this doctor? Must I go and see this psychologist? Must I this business opportunity, this option, that option? Everyone is faced with this all along in his life. And when Allah blesses you with sharh sadr, now you have found your one direction, and you are convinced this is the right way, and it's from Allah, it is the right way you are choosing. A simple also example, a person is lost somewhere, driving around, and it can be middle of the night, or it can be in heavy traffic, and he has to reach a place, he has got an appointment, and now he's lost. And when he finds his way, and he's got the satisfaction, I'm on the right path. He might have gone further from his destination, but now I'm on the right path. How comfortable doesn't he feel? One example, Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali was traveling from Saharanpur to Muradabad in the north. In the train, commonly conversation starts with fellow passengers. A fellow passenger said that I'm going to Muzaffarnagar, which is in the south, the opposite direction. Maulana told him, you're sitting in the wrong train. This train is going to the north, and you want to go to the south. Now his complexity, his parishani, his worry, whatever he had to go and do at home, or he meet his family, whatever it was, all that now is going further away. So Maulana told him, no real big problem. When the next big station comes, get off that train, go to the next platform and catch the train going to the south, and then you will be going. And Maulana tried and speak to him about a few things. And he told him, you want to speak to me, but you don't know the condition of my heart. I'm parishan. I'm going further away. Then Maulana said, the minute he'll sit on the train going to the south, to his destination, he'll have gone further away. But the minute he's sitting on the right train, he'll feel so comfortable. So just like that in life, And the greatest thing is not our business. The greatest thing is not our family problems. The greatest thing not our finances. If we are in the right direction towards Akhirat. As long as a person is not on the train to Akhirat, he's sitting on the train to Dunya. He has to go to Akhirat, but he's sitting in the train of Dunya. Like that one person who sat in the train and who wanted to go to Delhi, which is in the north, but he sat in the train that's going to Bombay in the south. So, commonly in India, a person opens his bedding on the top bunker, sleeps away. Any big station comes, the train, the lights, etc., the noise, the vendors selling their things. A person wakes up and he asks, "Arey bhaiya, kaunsa station aaya? Which station is here? Kya time hua? What is the time?" Then the people giving him the station names, they are all those stations which are going closer to Bombay. So he said, "But I'm sitting in the train going to Delhi." He was sitting in the wrong train. So he made an analysis, and this is really what scientific analysis, without exaggeration, are today also. He said that the science has made such leaps and bounds, technology, how far it's gone, that the top part of the train is going to Delhi, and the bottom part of the train is going to Bombay. We know there is no such thing, but this is what they claim. Just like this contract worker, construction workers who work on buildings, etc., whole year they work, and they wear their big boots, etc., where they polish their boots, where they tie it and all that. The lip of the boot is lying one side, the lace is lying one side. What the color of it, what the condition of it, end of the year they go for their leave, 3 weeks leave. And they don't pack their things, just throw it off because we're going home now, we're going to the family, throw it this side, that side. So when he came back, he only found one of his boots. So he asked what happened to the other boot, looking for it. Somebody told him, somebody picked it up and saw this is a very strange thing which he could not make out. What is this? So a friend of his told him, send it to the laboratories and let them analyze this. What is this here? Very strange thing. When they send it there, the laboratories, this is technology and advancement. They analyzed this was a bird that was living 10 million years ago. There's one specie of the bird that is left here that we found. So they put it in the museum, in a showcase. And then he told, if you want your boot, you can't get it anymore. You can only go and visit it. And you'll have to pay so much money to get entrance, and you can only make mu'ayana, look at your bird in a showcase. So this is what this dunya, the scientific. So anyway, when we are in the wrong train, we are in the train of dunya, whereas our ticket we have bought of akhirat. Our visa is of akhirat, our passport is of akhirat. But we are in the train of dunya, this is our parishani. All problems that we have got, the minute we will sit in the train of akhirat, our life is preparation, our maqsad is Allah's raza, our maqsad is Jannah. And we are moving in that train, Allah Himself will sort out all our dunya's problems. But when we are in the train of dunya, we want more properties, more investments, more degrees, more advancement in dunya, more better houses and all that, then parishani. This is shaitan's direction. And shaitan will bring parishani and parishani. So when a person puts his now, is going into the train of akhirat, this is that great gift that Allah gives to a person, and Allah says, "Alam nashrah laka sadrak?" Have I not opened your heart for you? Have I not given you your right direction? And now you have got that conviction. Now whatever the family members, town people, big degrees they're talking about, big dunya's investments they are talking about, big money, it doesn't affect you. You know my akhirat. So the highest level of this, not only for himself, but for the whole of mankind till the day of Qiyamah, that path Allah gave it to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And with that conviction, sharh-e-sadr, that this is the right path. Today also, many, we all got iman, alhamdulillah. We are all Muslims, Islam. We are in the masjid. But how many of us got doubts? My children, mustn't I give them Western education, school education? Isn't that important? Am I depriving them? I'm not letting them go to school. I'm not letting them dress as they want to. Am I depriving them? They also crying, we want to wear brand names and we want fashionable clothes and we want to be strict. We also get some doubts. But when Allah gives you sharh as-sana, that no, this is the right path. The path of the noble cause of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the sunnah, fulfillment of Allah's commandments. You are doing a business deal and there is some doubt or open haram in the business deal, but you're going to make lot of money. But when Allah gives you sharh sadr, all that one side, I'm not interested in it at all, and you don't even feel anything. Our Shaykh rahmatullah alayhi used to say, gunah ko khushi khushi chhod do. Give up gunas happily. Not that, oh, that figure, how was she, man? What a figure she had, and how she was smiling. And if I could speak to her, and she wanted to speak to me, why didn't I? I could just say, no, you are happy. You make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. Your life at school, high school, college, what gunas you made. Now you know my sorrow. Happy. Allah took me out of that horrible, dirty life. Eh? This is sharh sadr. What a great gift. So that is the starting point of suluk, of reaching Allah Ta'ala. Alam nashrah laka sadrak, wa wada'na anka wizrak. And we removed that great bojh and wizen that was upon you. When a person is revealed mentally, when he's revealed, relieved of that worry, whatever he was thinking, must I do it this way, must I do it that way, this option I've got, that option I've got, this can happen afterwards. But when Allah Ta'ala relieves you, and you feel so easy and so light, that is a great, that is Jannat in this dunya already, when Allah blesses you with that. وَوَضَعْنَا عَنْكَ وِزْرَكَ الَّذِي أَنْقَضَ ظَهْرَكَ. And it was such a weight, it was breaking your back. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, who came out with a new, so to say, from dunya point of view, a new philosophy. All were worshipping idols. And now something new. أَجْعَلَ الْإِلَهَ إِلَهُ وَاحِدًا. Have you made all the gods one god? Muhammad, what are you doing? You have left the ways of your forefather. And for centuries, and right in the Kaaba, 360 idols, and you gave all this up, and you say worship one Allah which we cannot see. Yeah, we can see this idols that we worship in. Hey, all that, what a weight it was on Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam knew. So the greatest weight is not any business that a president of a country decides, must I go to war with this country or not, involve my whole country, how many soldiers' lives I'll be not only putting at risk, but how many are going to die, finances of the country, and how the constraints will come on that country. But he has to make a decision. When Allah gives you the sharh sadr, in your, whether you're the president of the country, whether you're the president of your house, or you're the president of your life, your own life, you have to make decisions. This when Allah gives you. So this, وَوَضَعْنَا عَنْكَ وِزْرَكَ الَّذِي أَنْقَضَ ظَهْرَكَ. And then not only that, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. When you heard, when Allah blessed you with that conviction, and this is the path of suluk. When a person, his ibadat is there on its place, he might be weak, he might be strong. His outward appearance is there, might be weak. But from inside, when you have got that conviction, I'm on the right path now. I'm moving towards Allah Ta'ala, to please Allah, to make my akhirat. Then Allah Ta'ala, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرًا. Allah gives you your remembrance, Allah will make high in the world. Allahu Akbar. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say quite often, that there were great, great ulama all along the history of Islam. Presently there are great, great ulama. But those who have not made the mission, the islah of the people, only knowledge, their names are not taken much. But those who made their object islah of people with their knowledge, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرًا. The name of Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Rahmatullah, the name of Maulana Qasim Nanotwi Rahmatullah, Qasimul Ulum wal Khairat, Allahu Akbar. How Allah made their name shine. And other great, great ulama, great ulama. But they did not come into the field of islah of oneself also, and the islah of other, of tasawwuf and ihsan. They are there. You read about them, but Allah didn't make them. In fact, one person, a colleague of Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, asked him that we studied the same madrasa, we studied the same kitabs, the same ustad. How come our names didn't shine like this? Your name, Allah has made it shine in the world. So what was it? He said, we studied Kitabullah, the books of Allah, and we stayed with Rijalullah. with the man of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah chose Maulana Thanwi for Maulana Ilyas Rahmatullah Ali. His concern, Maulana Ilyas Rahmatullah was a great alim, but he's not known for his ilm. But he's known for the work of Tabligh, the Islam of the people in the world. What great work Allah Ta'ala took from him. Anyone, any alim. So those people who did that, Allah says, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. In this world, we make your name shine so high. And then also remember, فَإِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا. إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا. In English, every cloud has a silver lining. Whatever problem you are, a positive person looks at it positively. And he comes to a positive deduction. This glass, if it's half full, and you ask a person that how is the glass, a negative person will say it's half empty. And a positive person will say it's half full. You look at the positive side. So Allah Ta'ala teaches you in this year that with all your problems that you will have, and you are on this path of suluk, all the way your journey, ups and downs are going to come. There are going to be hardships. There is going to be qabz, spiritual constipation. That now you don't feel like making your ibadah. Now temptations of guna are going to come. This is all there. But you remain content and with this conviction that every problem has got a solution. And I must not look at my problem, I must look at my solution. Many of us, whatever problems we are facing, our problem is we are looking at the problem, not the solution. We discuss also everything about the problem, we are not looking at the solution. And unfortunately, not only for us, there are so many of us that we only find fault with all whatever there is, with what other people are doing, whatever it is, but we don't look at the solution for those people. Wise is that person, we are taught here, who looks for solutions and presents solutions. Like for example, we say that many sweets are not halal, for example, biscuits are not halal. So you can sing your song till the cows go home. It's not going to solve the problem. In the UK, for example, there are so many people, where they start, Muslim people, manufacturing their own sweets, manufacturing their own biscuits. So the solution they gave. No use harping on the problem all the time. Present the solution. Whoever is having a problem, your son and daughter having some marital problem, whatever, any other type of problems, look at the solution. The problem is only used as a springboard, but don't keep to the problem. Look at your solution that you have to go in. We have spiritual ailments in us. Don't only, how many of us we admit, and some don't even admit, I got a problem with my eyes looking at other women. I got a problem with my thoughts, I'm thinking evil and dirt all the time. I'm looking down upon people, finding fault with other people, and this is a bigger problem than even looking to other women. Or to think about bad about other women, to think of somebody as low, somebody as bad, that's even a worse problem. And that one is the guna, here in the masjid, no woman, you don't look at women here. There are no women here. Your guna is outside the masjid. But inside the masjid, you see some musalli coming, oh, this man is like this, he did like that. You are committing a worse guna inside the masjid. The person who's standing next to you, and even worse, your imam. How many people got bad thoughts about the imam, about the ulama in general? This imam is like this, this imam did that. You are destroying, in the masjid you are. And in the masjid you are committing a very, very big guna and sin. So all this year, the solution of this is, look for the sin. And when a person comes in suluk, in the true sense, he comes for the solutions of his problems. My eyes are not under control. My thoughts are not under control. I think too much of myself. I've got pride in me, etc. All these things, he looks for the solution. And a person who looks for the solution will find it. If you don't look for a solution, how are you going to find it? And look for it in the right place. If you are looking for it by psychologists and by psychiatrists and by other people, the solution is in the Quran Sharia. Look at for it where it is. A person who lost his gold coin, that was the only asset he had. And he went and looked for it. Was living in a tent shanty. He went and looked for it on the street where the street lamp post was. The light, bright light. Looking, he couldn't find it. His friend came past. What's wrong? I see you are like Parishan. You are worried. He said, yes, I lost the only asset of my life. One gold coin I had. I've lost it. I'm looking. So he said, yes, poor man. My friend, let me also help him look for it. He also looked, and as is common natural, after a little while he asked him, where did you lose it? So he said, I lost it in my tent shanty, in my hut. So he said, if you lost it there, why looking for it here, on the street or by the lamppost? So he says, I got no lights in my house. Here there's a very bright light. So I'm looking for it here where there's a light. But he can look for it till the cows go home where it isn't. How can you find it there? Where you lost it without a light or a little candle or no light, with your hands you move it around, but where you lost it, hopefully you will get it there. So the same way, our problems are not in dunya. Our problems are in our deen. When we become negligent of our deen, but we look for the solution in dunya. We go to all other places to look for this. Our problem is in our deen, weakness in our deen. Well, our namazas are not in order, Allah's help is taken away. Tilawat we haven't got, zikr we haven't got. What great formula of durood sharif, that is not in our life, but we are looking it in more money. That is looking for it outside on the street. You lost your honor and your dignity. You lost your peace of mind and contentment of heart when you became negligent in your deen. And you want to replace it with dunya, you are adding fuel to the fire. You are not solving your problem. So this year, every day there are problems, everyone. But the solution of there is a solution also. The worst problems, the darkest cloud has got a silver lining. Reach to the end to the solution. There are solutions, and the solutions are in deen. In a hadith sharif, hadith Qudsi, Allah tabaraka ta'ala speaks in the hadith, man aslaha ma baynahu wa bayna rabbihi. A person who corrects his matters between him and his Allah. Aslaha Allahu ma baynahu wa bayna khalqihi. Allah corrects his matters between him and the creation. We got a problem there and we want to correct it here. How can you correct it here? Correct it where the problem is. Correct your ta'alluq with Allah. Whoever corrects his matters with Allah, Allah will correct his matters in this dunya. So that is inna ma'al usri yusran, inna ma'al usri yusra. And when you get your solution, then don't forget Allah also. Many of us, how many we have problems, whether it is your little finger hurting, you hurt your finger, paining, and all the time it's concerning you all the time. You are worried, you are applying medicine, you are telling your friends, I got a very bad, my finger is paining very bad. When Allah removes it, and somebody asks you, your finger was sore? When my finger? You forgot it so much as though it did not even exist. Don't be like that. When Allah has blessed you with your solution, فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَرْ. Then, now turn to Allah. And make the ibadat of Allah. And nasab in ibadat is that ibadat that you feel the strain on you. Not only that you do it lightly, but that you feel your body has gone, you have taxed your body. That type of ibadat now. In other words, turn towards more shukr to Allah Ta'ala. فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَانْحَرْ. And in other words, turn to Allah. Make more sacrifices for Allah. When Allah, look for the solution in the right place. When Allah gives you the solution, then turn to Allah in thankfulness. Make more ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ وَإِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ فَارْغَبْ. And run towards your Allah. One lady, a muallima, teacher of students, she used to encourage her students with this, that I myself, the muallima said, I also get lazy. Sometimes she used to get up 2 o'clock for tahajjud. Sometimes sleep overpowers you. You don't feel like getting up. Switch off the alarm. Tahajjud is not for us. Today I won't read my tahajjud. Your nafil rozas, they are not for us. Leave them out. Today I can do without a roza. But every time the thought of little laziness, of something keeping me back, then this ayat of the Quran Sharif pushes me, وَعَجِلْتُ إِلَيْكَ رَبِّي لِتَرْضَى. Oh Allah, I've rushed towards you, لِتَرْضَى, to make you happy. So then my, to get up for my tahajjud, when that ayah just flashes in my mind, it makes me easy. When I get lazy for my tilawat, my zikr, I just get this ayah flashes and it makes my socios encouraging her student. In that process, she explained that she was one day, her husband used to come home, normal time. Before he returns, half an hour, 1 hour, I'm on my way. I should be there in half an hour, 1 hour. And always don't forget to add, inshallah. How many people phoned home, said, 5 minutes time at home. 5 minutes time, they were taken to Qabristan. You don't know, don't ever forget inshallah for whatever we want to do. When Allah Ta'ala told Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam with so much stress, وَلَا تَقُولَنَّ لِشَيْءٍ, for anything, shay'in, smallest thing also, إِنِّي فَاعِلٌ ذَلِكَ غَدًا إِلَّا أَن يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ, if Allah wishes, say inshallah whatever. So anyway, so her husband phoned and her husband said, that what you call it, you must come home, and my particular, what he liked, prepare that for me today for meals. And that was time consuming. So she started preparing and she heard Adhan of Asr. So again, her feeling, the minute Adhan, وَعَجِلْتُ إِلَيْكَ رَبِّي لَيْكَ, and her habit to give up everything. The minute Adhan comes, and Allah, may Allah give us that. The wife of Harun al-Rashid, Zubaydah, What great achievements. But when she died and somebody asked her, she said, Allah gave me high position. They asked for all your social welfare work, Nehre Zubaydah, you built, all your work you did. She said, no. She said, on one occasion, I was thirsty. So I told my Khadima, who was serving her maid, that give me water. She gave the water. As she took it in her hand, put it by her lips, Azan went. She put it away and she gave jawab of Azan. Because of that, Allah gave me this. Today, Azan, jawab, good people, Maulvis, Tablighis, Sufis, Azan carry on and we just keep on talking. No respect also. And jawab of Azan is so important. And if you are talking of a deeni matter which is urgent, all right, there is ijazat, no problem. But respect of Azan. See for it any time. We are just engaged in our dunya. So anyway. Yeah, so that lady was cooked and was prepared. She heard Adhan. So she left everything. She went and make her namaz first. Allah's command. Allah called me. She went and make her namaz. Husband came home. So food is not ready. And he was ringing a few times, no answer on the phone. He came home, food is not ready, so he became upset, emotional. And he called her name, shouting, where is she? Didn't find her. When he went, he found her. In sajda, she had passed away. If she was preparing food, that's also Mubarak for husband to prepare his khidmat. But to be in sajda, mort in sajda. So whenever any وَإِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ فَرْقَبْ, run towards Allah. فَفِرُّوا إِلَىٰ اللَّهِ. If we keep this few ayats in mind, then inshallah a person, all ibadat will become easy for him. That laziness will go away. And this is the end of suluk, where you start enjoying your ibadat of Allah. You find a pleasure of it. Not only that you accept it, you do it, but you it's your life. It's your everything there to make the ibadat of Allah. When you get that enjoyment. So from where? Alam nashrah laka sadrak, where you have this great bojo upon you and great difficulties. You can't make decisions. You are doubtful about everything and Allah opens up. So this is when a person makes ta'alluq with Allah wa'ala for that purpose. Not for barakah. Not to get some ta'weez, not to make mashuras about your marriage and your business, but to reach Allah Ta'ala. Allah will take you from there and will reach you, take you till here. And then one time, Maulana Mufti Ahmed Khan Puri, Damat Barakatuhum, I told him, Hazrat, don't you get tired, bayan after bayan, suffer after suffer, getting up before fajr, making zikr and moving. He says, where do you get tired? In your hobby. A person, what is his hobby, he never gets tired. What is not your somebody else's work, you tell the boss, I can't manage it, it's too much. But it's your own work, you in your shop till 10 o'clock at night also. When your shop is your hobby, when a student, his study is his hobby, he doesn't get tired, he enjoys it. When Allah makes your deen your hobby, and you get enjoyment. Today the most pious person, we practice upon deen, but there's a duty. That I have to make namaz, I have to be there for jamaat, for all that. But when it becomes your hobby, then see the enjoyment you get and the influence that will have on your children, on your family, on your community. May Allah bring this reality into us and understand from the noble example of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what must be our direction in life, where must we be going. And for that, make ta'alluq wa ahlullah. And let them guide us, make them our guide. And then follow. If you put your GPS on, but you're going wrong road, it's always saying, make a U-turn, recalculating. You're just not following it. Where are you going to reach your destination? All the time you're just going wrong. So you made a guide, and the guide is telling you, make a U-turn. But you're not making a U-turn. The guide recalculates for you also. Now he needs another treatment. But still you are not coming right. How are you going to reach your destination? May put in, type in properly akhirat in your GPS, type in there pleasure of Allah, that's my city of destination. Type in there akhirat is my city of destination. GPS won't give you directions, but your sheikh will give you directions. Then follow your sheikh. Don't give him the trouble all the time, make a U-turn, after 200 meters U-turn, when possible make a U-turn, and you're not making any U-turn, you're just still carrying on all the time, how are you going to reach your destination? May Allah give us the proper understanding, and bless us with the barakat of this surah, in all, it is one aspect of this surah, in all, every ayat of the Quran, may Allah make our ta'alluq with Quran, Sharif. Let us understand and love of the Quran, tilawat of the Quran, becoming hafiz, making our children hafiz, make it our life, the Quran Sharif. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Mala Shabir, aap wahi se dua kare, wahi baithe aur dua, aap dua kare.
Thank you.